While Wisconsin disappointed Governor Dean, it certainly did not disappoint Senator John Kerry, who won the race by 6 points.
My friends, tonight I say to all of America, get ready. A new day is on the way. Thank you and God bless.
No disappointments either for Senator John Edwards, who made a stronger-than-expected second-place showing. Earlier, I spoke with Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for Slate, covering the presidential campaign. And I asked if Senator Edwards' showing in Wisconsin puts him back in the race.
Close enough for him to be what I would call the perceived winner of Wisconsin, even if he actually didn't win.
Perceived winner in that he, well, people talk about beating expectations.
Exactly right. I mean, if you think of New Hampshire, this happens traditionally. You know, Bill Clinton lost to Paul Tsongas in 1992 in New Hampshire, but he was the perceived winner. Now, I'm not saying that that means that John Edwards is going to win the nomination, but I think he's the one who gets the bounce out of this race.
Is it because of Wisconsin's particular dynamics? This is a state where trade is a very big issue. Senator Edwards has highlighted his opposition to NAFTA. Is Wisconsin just the right place for him, or is there something else, his personality, his message?
Hard to say. I mean, there is a lot of talk about Wisconsin as a unique state, an independent-minded state, but I'm not sure how that fits in with Edwards being the sort of the surprise candidate. He did push the anti-NAFTA message. Independents and Republicans tend to be the ones that are voting for Edwards in greater proportions than Democrats. Democrats tend to be people who are opposed to trade deals. So I think it's incongruous somewhat to suggest that there are a lot of anti-trade independents and Republicans that are casting ballots for John Edwards. I think it's something else. I don't think it explains a 20-point surge, or the fact that if in fact the surge was that large, or I don't think it explains the fact that the majority or close to a majority of the people who made their decision in the last 3 days decided to vote for John Edwards.
So Super Tuesday, it's now actually less than 2 weeks away. Contests in California, New York, Ohio. These are all big states. They require big money. I think Senator Kerry must still be looking pretty comfortable.
Oh, sure. And I think the calendar is actually very favorable for him in terms of which states are going to cast ballots on Super Tuesday. Edwards has to sort of look past March 2nd. Ohio might be a state that might be similar to Wisconsin in terms of being a Midwestern state that's had job losses. But states like Vermont, New York, California, I think those are all favorable for Kerry. I mean, we'll find out. But one, they're very expensive, and Edwards needs to raise a lot of money fast if he wants to compete in those states. But two, they're traditionally liberal states.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop, who writes the On the Trail column for Slate. Chris, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.